Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Anime Casuals. This is Michael.
And I'm a Johnny.
Now, not featuring Lucky. May he rest in non-audio and live video peace.
He's isekai'd into another path.
Yes. If you, if this is your first time here, this is Johnny and Michael, and this is our weekend talk, where we get you caught up on what we're watching week to week. There's going to be a couple of other things changing and things like that, but we'll talk about that a little later on. Today, we are covering three of the four anime that we will be going over weekend to weekend, and we're going to be adding an anime called High Card onto that, and we'll talk about that a little bit when we get there. We also tend to put this in hype order from least hype to most hype. And today we're just going to hodgepodge it. I'm going to throw things out and just we'll be okay with it. So we're going to talk about Campfire Cooking in Another World with My Absurd Skills. Then we're going to go to My Hero Season 6, Episode 17. Then Trigun Stampede Season 1, Episode 4. And then we'll just kind of talk about stuff. So does that sound all good with you, Johnny?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, so first, Campfire Cooking in Another World. The show is basically a guy gets isekai'd and then has a magical power called Online Grocery where he can buy stuff from Earth and then use it in the world, the new fantasy world he's in. It is fantastic. It really is. It's not like mind blowing. It's not like ridiculous. It's just very fun.
I don't know. I think it's a little mind blowing just because he's got like a literal access to an online store. Like if you could have, I don't know, if Amazon Prime, you know, just if you had Amazon at any point in time, you know, just be like, let me get food right now, instantly. I mean, that'd be pretty crazy. And he's able to use that pretty well. I mean, he uses it to like buff his whole team and his crazy familiar, which is so wait, what is it again? I mean, is it actual? Does it have a name? I know they just said it's not a great wolf, but I know his name is like Fenrir.
Yeah, it's Fenrir, the great wolf, like literally a legendary wolf.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, gotcha. And yeah, so like within an episode, he goes out with his adventuring party. On this adventure, like they kill a bunch of like monsters. He cooks them up. And they're like, wow, this is so good. And then finally, Fenrir, the legendary great wolf, like it's a named wolf in their world, just shows up and goes, hey, make me some food. And he's like, nah, no, I'm good. And then it's like, hey, make me some food and I'll become your familiar. And the whole party's like behind a rock going, yeah, do it. And he's like, I don't know. And they're like, yeah, do it. And he's like, okay. And so basically that's the start of the series. What's ridiculous, Johnny, you actually turned me on to another anime called something about 80,000 gold. I'm going to save up.
Like saving up 80,000 gold in another world or something.
Yeah. And like she has like some good ideas the way like she's about to go about it. And there's this whole thing with that girl and being able to like go between worlds, which I think is kind of a cheat power as well. But this guy has such an obscene ability in the fact that he can just deposit the money he gets in this other world into like a magical screen and it will just automatically turn over into like yen. And then he can use the obscene amount of yen he has to buy really cheap ingredients because like he can buy like seasoning. And the seasoning for us, because of where we live, is super cheap. But the seasoning that he can now sell in his world is super expensive. So it's just like a get rich quick scheme, like all over the friggin' anime.
It's a fun blend of seeing like modernization, you know, having this just infinite shopping cart kind of thing, but then bringing it to an adventure or like medieval standpoint.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's really fun to watch and to see. And I'm surprised nobody's really questioned it further as far as like, so where does this all come from? Like, hey, don't worry about it. Because, like, he's got to have endless supplies of cardboard. Every time, there's a box that comes with it. And I never see the box disappear.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know. That's got to be something crazy on its own. Like, what is this material? It's paper, but it's not.
No.
And they already said paper is pretty valuable in that world. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, man. That's what I'm thinking of.
What?
Cardboard. What's wrong with me?
Oh, I also don't know if he just puts it in this limitless, like, little portal hole. But that actually brings up a good point, Johnny, is the most recent episode. And in the most recent episode, I think he learns how to use magic at the beginning. What does he call him?
Fel. I don't really get, actually.
Fel, who's the big giant wolf, the super powerful crazy wolf, also gets, if he eats Wagyu, he's just like twice as strong.
Who isn't?
He learns that he can cast Fireball, which is like, you have to feel the magic. So it's a kind of an intuitive magic world where it's like, you got to feel the magic and then you can cast the magic. And Fel goes, yeah, you deal with all these goblins. I'm going to chill out. I'm going to go deal with like the head goblin, which doesn't seem like it'd be that big of a deal for this wolf. And he just like trial by combat. He just goes, okay, now deal with it. And he does. Basically he ups his fireball to pretty strong. He gets duped later on in the episode to buying a map for a gold. And the entire, like all the people he's around were like, you got tricked. So haha on you. And then he, what else, Johnny? What else happened to the episode?
I'm trying to think of that very last episode. What happened? Cause I remember the, was it like the Great Goblin? It's like, hey, we should eat this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and then they were going to go travel to, like, a different part of the country.
Oh, yeah. He wants to travel to the coast.
Yeah, the coast, where there's krakens and sea monsters that taste, quote, delicious.
That's great. I'm really looking forward to it. So, that's Campfire Cooking in Another World. I don't know any other good things I can say about it, but it's pretty fun. It's a good isekai. It's a good isekai. Our next one is going to be My Hero Academia season 6, episode 17 or episode 130, if you're keeping track like that. It was a backstory.
It was backstory and, you know, confirmations, revelations, different things. I mean, it didn't really tell a lot, but it also, I don't know. I felt like told a lot. I keep doing this, like it did nothing and everything at the same time, but I don't know. It was just, I felt like it was revealing.
Yeah, I mean, it was all about, like, Endeavor's backstory, Shoyo's, Toya's backstory, which is Dobby, and basically how the whole family got through. Dude, it is trauma, the family. Everybody is giving everybody trauma.
Yeah, like, how did that family break? That's what this episode was.
Yeah. And to be fair, towards the end of the episode, the family kind of comes together and goes like, hey, we all have our blame to share. But the mom like kind of steps up and is like, hey, yeah, you were the cause of all this, but you know, I'm going to step up and take some blame too, because we really saw Endeavor go insane where he's like, you got to stop Toya, because I'm not going to do it. Like, you've got to. And I'm like, okay, Endeavor, like, you have the power, but obviously you don't know how to be a dad.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely not. I mean, not that he really did it for the right reasons anyway, as that was kind of obvious, but man, it was definitely crazy to kind of see those little, again, that's what I mean, like, it's those little filling in of those cracks there, and it was pretty gnarly to watch.
Yeah, very, very. I'm excited towards the end of the episode. We got like a little bit of Hawks acknowledging like Endeavor, going like, yeah, you shocked me with all your terrible family history, but you know, I'm still a fan. And now our big three is Endeavor, Hawks, and Best Genus, which I'm like,
I'm glad Hawks is coming back. I mean, cause that was the thing. I was thrown off. I thought he was just Darth Vader. You know, I thought he just had like a respirator, like, oh yes, now I have to talk through a breathing thing, but no, he was just tapping through a phone. But, I mean, there's the one point where they show his back, and I feel like you could hear, it seemed like you could hear, like, a fluttering.
Yeah.
Like, a feathers under the jacket, and I was like, oh, that's cool. I wonder if that's, like, a special I don't know, pressurized jacket. I don't know why it would be pressurized. That just seems like the thing to say. But, yeah. And even, man, they start putting things together real quick there.
Oh, yeah. Like they mentioned one time, one for all, and then they're making leaps to, like, Deku saying, oh, Shigaraki's after me, and then, like, jumping from that going, oh, well, if All Might's involved, it's like, okay.
Yeah, I was totally... A quick question. What is One For All? I'm like, oh, okay, rabbit hole.
Dude, and also, and, like, this entire time, Deku and All Might have had a thing. That very obvious thing. Uh-huh. And it's like, only now are they like, ooh, that thing might be a bigger thing. It's like, you guys didn't think that? Like, that All Might, this incredibly powerful, like, hero, who's, like, dropping off the face and doing all this stuff, has this interesting, like, relationship with a kid who was quirkless and now, quote-unquote, found his quirk and, like, has to go through and get his quirk changed. It's like...
I guess they were lucky enough, looking back, to, like, keep it that under wraps, you know? Just keep it at, like, a school level. I really hope, though, the principal comes back at some point and is like... Yeah, of course I knew. I knew from, like, day four when he came in, you know, it's fine. I've been controlling the situation best I could.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. Maybe I just want to see that little animal dude be funny and too smart for his own good.
Yeah, I mean, we really haven't seen his smartness come out in anything that beyond that one training battle.
No.
Where he's like, hey, I kicked this one building and then they all fell out perfectly. Yeah. I don't know about you, Johnny, but, like, this entire second half of the season, I think for parts of it so far are more exciting than what we just watched. The potential is more exciting.
You mean versus what, like, the direction action-y?
Yeah, exactly. Like that? Yes.
That's true. I think, plot-wise and, I feel like there's a better word for it, but yeah, we're definitely advancing a lot of things, and, you know, people are starting to come into the fold, and I think we're getting closer to that pivotal moment of, are we going to get, like, a time skip? Are we going to get some kind of just insane training montage where it's just all going to come together? I mean, that, I don't know, that could really jump up a couple more leaps and bounds with this meeting with the previous holders of One For All.
Yeah, which is what's coming up next, and which is funny because I wonder if All Might is going to be there. Because he said, I can, at the end of the episode, he says, I can feel myself inside you. You're probably having a meeting with the other people. And I'm like, that'd be amazing if Big Might, All Might, is there as well, having that discussion. Because it would be very similar to that All For One, or One For All moment. I mean, All For One moment. Where he felt himself inside of Tomura.
I think you totally just, like, fused his.
His first name and last name.
That was awesome.
Tomura Shigaraki. Just like him, where he's like, I'm perfectly fusing my brains together. It's like, it'd be kind of funny if All Might could do that, even though it doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, if you look at the preview, it definitely seemed like there was going to be some kind of inkling to him, but I don't know.
Yeah,
it'll be interesting.
Yeah,
whatever that yellow poof is.
I think now is perfect time to get into my favorite possible anime series of the season, which is Trigun Stampede. To give you a bit of a backstory, since we haven't been able to talk about it yet, even though it's been like, what, 3 weeks, right? We were supposed to talk about it last week and just didn't come up. And the weeks before that, we were kind of wrapping up our previous seasons of stuff. Trigun Stampede, Johnny actually just got through, like, about a month ago watching the original series. And now this is the new series, which is basically the bones of the original series, just built and animated better. Oh, and almost very differently. But before we get into what happened in this most recent episode, how are you feeling about it, Johnny?
Man, it's it's so weird to watch, to be honest. I mean, in a good way, because I think the new animation really lends a lot to the anime, because I feel like some of the topics and things that they were trying to show, I just think it really benefits from this, you know, this revisit and, you know, kind of a reimagining and, you know, just upscaling of everything. But yeah, that's what's kind of interesting. It's just so familiar, and yet it's not in the same way because of that. And actually, I was going to ask you, is there anything do you, like, miss from the old one? Because, I mean, I think I was on Reddit one day, and someone had posted when it was a couple episodes in, they posted the, I don't remember her name, but it was the other girl who was with the short one, the tall girl,
who is
now, I guess, the grizzled guy.
Yeah.
So do you, I mean, and they were like, I miss her and I wish she was back. And I thought that was just funny. I mean, I wasn't really attached to her, but I was like, huh. So, I mean, I don't know. Is there anything you miss from the old one versus now?
That is a great question. Millie, I think is her name. It was Meryl and Millie.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I honestly, like, I like the new role that Meryl is kind of taking, where she's actually really important. Like, she's kind of important. Because, like, I think the grizzled guy also kind of, like, he's not filling the same role, but they're both just kind of sort of useless with Vash around. Like, Vash is a superhuman thing, and he is there to, like, do all this crazy stuff. In fact, in this new episode, I think this is my most favorite change that they did. But there was something humanizing about the last series where Vash was kind of, like, a really good marksman, a really good gunsman.
Yeah.
But nothing much more than that besides his giant angel arm, angel gun.
Sure.
And so Meryl and Millie kind of had a place to keep humanizing them and kind of be empathetic with his human side. And then there's, like, Wolfwood and all these other people who Vash would meet who have superpowers. Like, I don't remember what their name was, but, like, they had this, like, the devils or, like, the hunter devils. They had some kind of crazy name. The people who worked for Knives. Mm-hmm. And it was all very humanizing. And I think that was the story of the old version, is like, yeah, you might be, you know, born out of a plant or whatever it is. But you can still be more human than the humans around you. This one, I think, is just taking the story and it's going a similar route, but it's telling a world story instead of a human story. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think I to answer your question, I miss a little bit of the humanizing qualities. Mm-hmm. Like how, like, the Nebraska family being huge for no reason. Like, there's a couple more silly things that I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
But I think they did the silly things kind of mask the fact that they were limited a bit by the animation. And it was the 90s, and it wasn't quite about having action-filled everything. So I'm nostalgic for the old one, but this one definitely hits many more buttons.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I think I get that.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if we want to get into the most recent episode already, but season 1, episode 4 was, like, the worm episode. And if I were to qualify really quick, everything in this episode is why redoing Trigun is amazing.
Yeah, I think I get what you're saying. I think that I just wouldn't have been able to see some of the scenes that were in this episode, you know, back then. It just would have been too insane to animate and too difficult to do.
Which, to be fair, the same thing happens, a very similar thing happens in the previous series. I don't know if you remember it, but they are traveling in the middle of a desert, and then a big hole rips open in the middle of nothing, and they fall through.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everything from that point changes, because then they're, like, in this ruin, and I think there's a bunch of robots that awaken, and they have to fight through them and all this stuff. But Again, they're taking the bones and building off of it in the same way. Like, they just had the Nebraska family fight, like, previous episode. You saw the golem person who also existed in the previous version. And it's kind of foreshadowing this episode. There's a lot of cool stuff. And this time it was like, hey, there's a worm that eats, like, that hunts people. Also, all the worms, their main bodies are connected to, like, a main worm body in the middle of the desert. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, nightmare fuel.
Yeah, dude. I was like they were inside and it wasn't horrifying, but like all of that was really disgusting. And then they were talking about like these little mosquito things are the worms. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Dude, my brain was just, I was breaking. I was like, how does something so small turn into something like the size of a building?
Well, that's the thing. I was like, but I thought they're from the moon. Oh, my God. Moonworms.
Yeah.
Know. It's all crazy.
And I also remember
it looks great.
The other series talking similarly about like things like that, but in a very different way.
Mm-hmm.
So that is kind of crazy. And then we touched on two major points. We still have Zazie the Beast, who I don't know if you remember him from the previous episode. Zazie the Beast was a kid in the previous series, who was just really good at shooting, but he had that same kind of thing where he was like, he was hiding inside an orphanage waiting for Vash to show up. And then like, he was like, well, you're not going to kill a kid, are you? And then Wolfwood shoots the kid and he's like, Vash and him have a huge fight about it. But otherwise, I don't remember. I think Zazie, his other ability was he had a whistle. And he was causing worms to, like, shoot up into the city and, like, partially destroy it. So it was very similar, but very different.
Okay. Yeah. See, that's what's so strange. It's familiar and yet just different. And so it's thrown me off, but it's also very entertaining.
Yes. And I think that's it. I think, like, they're doing a really good job of retelling the story. And then we go to Wolfwood, who has a very different gun.
Very cool gun.
It's so cool, Johnny. It's so much cooler than his previous gun. When Vash essentially still has his, like, his revolver, that turns into a way cooler angel gun. But the fact that Wolfwood has his, like, regular machine gun mode, and then it turns into a fat laser that can cut through an entire worm?
Oh, yeah. I definitely wasn't expecting him to do that. It's like, oh, okay, and then he'll cut another slightly bigger hole around that one he did do.
Nope.
And then, no, he just flipped it.
He did that Iron Man thing where he shoots the lasers out and it, like, cuts everything in half.
Yeah, that was gnarly.
That was so sick.
There was a lot of worm blood.
Yeah, so I just know I'm going to like it. I have no problems with Trigun Stampede. Yeah, you can look forward to us talking about those three every week. And we'll talk about High Card, I guess, really. Johnny, you want to like summarize High Card real quick?
Oh man, High Card, we're just talking about what the anime is. It's 52 cards, 52 powers, and you know, they're scattered across and there's different organizations and different people trying to get them. Some of them are good, some of them are bad, and it's entertaining as hell. I mean, some of the powers I've seen so far are immortality. One of them is just, you get a gun. Turns out that's actually the lowest one in the deck, but it's also weirdly ridiculous. But you'll find out about that if you watch it. Another one was just pyrokinesis, it seemed like.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane, too. And in the latest episode, it was really fun. They take a really disciplined girl, you know, who made her father proud, you know, learned his sword style and everything, and tried to continue his legacy. But there was an issue, I guess. Her father had this card, and the way it works is, I guess, it implants a different personality into you when you use it. So when she draws her sword, I guess, then she becomes this alternate thing. And I don't mean, like, I shouldn't have said thing, an alternate person, which is just a bloodthirsty entity.
That's
like,
really cool.
They're called Love and Peace. And so they're like, oh shit, it's Lap. We're dead.
That's really cool. I like that.
It was a really fun episode because this woman, I mean, she is insane even without unsheathing her sword, but then at a certain point she has to, and everything just looks really awesome. The animation is really cool. And again, they're using these powers in really fun ways.
Yeah.
There's even one, his power is just money, but it, I guess he could just summon things with money as long as he can buy it. I don't know. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
It
so.
It feels very much like, what's it called? Not like Junie Tyson, where it's like, I don't think this is going to go for long, but it's going to be cool while it goes.
I mean, Junie Tyson might be a good comparison. I don't know if you watched it, but Super Crooks was another one that was pretty good.
I watched a little bit of it. Yeah.
What? That was a really fun one.
Yeah.
It even almost has a, it's not exact, but what is it? Pretenders?
Ooh, Pretenders, okay.
From on Netflix. So it's got a weird, like, I don't know, organization and heisty thing. Like, their organization is called P-Knuckle for some reason, which is just, they're a car company. I don't know. It's so ridiculous, but, you know, why not? Sure.
But P-Knuckle, I think it's a card game, right?
Yeah,
P-Knuckle, that's funny.
And the old maid.
It's great. This is fantastic.
Society or whatever.
All going to be named after weird card names.
Yeah, it's fun.
Johnny and I are also watching Blue Lock, which is a really cool soccer anime where they have crazy, super specific skills in soccer. We're going to try to touch on One Piece next week. And I wanted to add to my New Year's resolution by saying I'll be trying to watch Bocchi the Rock.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out, too. I've been hearing some strange things about it. I guess some of the first week DVD sales or something for it, or Blu-ray sales, Bocchi the Rock was like number one or number two.
Dude, it's a pretty popular manga.
And was like number five. And
great.
That blew my mind. I was like, all right, I don't know why, but sure, let's find out.
Yeah. We might talk about Handyman Saito in Another World, but I'm not too drawn to that. Johnny, you're watching Chillin' in My 30s after getting fired from a Demon King's army, which is kind of funny.
That is just a fun one. And yeah. I don't know why. It's a very typical story, but it's weirdly unique in its own just earnestness. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to, that's a weird way to put it, but it's just good.
Yeah.
I just watch it.
And then of course watching a bunch of other stuff on High Dive, but I wanted to add this a little bit to the end. Obviously Lucky is, taking either Massive Break or being done altogether. And which is going to come with a lot of changes. We won't be having weekly podcasts anymore. Daily podcasts anymore, but we will be still be having our casual discussion and weekend talk. Our casual discussion is going to be a little different this time. We're going to be talking about the Record of Ragnarok. And we're going to be talking about season 2 and the first fight, which I think is 6 episodes. So you can stay tuned till our casual discussion, which we might just be calling Casual Binge, where we pick something and we try to watch as much of it as we can. And then, you know, we'll talk about whatever we got through. Otherwise, thank you very much for sticking with us. I hope you continue to stick with us through these changes. Of course, we love you all. If you want to contact us, you can either comment or email us at reel@gmail.com. And as always, we want you to keep
it casual.